This is Akashwani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Star campaigners of various political parties are holding back-to-back rallies for the first and second phases of Lok Sabha polls. The polling for the first phase was on the 19th of this month. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has said that Congress and its allies are trying to use the constitution as a weapon for their political benefit. Addressing a public meeting at Gandhi Maidan in Gaya in Bihar this morning, Mr. Modi said a false narrative is being created by opposition parties to mislead people that the BJP will change the constitution. He assured that no one can change the constitution. Later, the Prime Minister also addressed another rally at Purnia. In a related development, the BJP today released another list of candidates for the ensuing Lok Sabha polls, assembly polls in Odisha, and by-election for Telangana and Uttar Pradesh assembly. The party declared the names of 21 candidates for the Odisha assembly elections and a list of 7 candidates for Lok Sabha seats in Maharashtra, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, and West Bengal. Meanwhile, the Aam Aadmi Party has announced a list of 4 candidates for the ensuing Lok Sabha polls in Punjab. In another development, Bahujan Samaj Party has announced the names of 11 more candidates for the upcoming Lok Sabha elections. The Election Commission has said around 200 complaints have been filed by various political parties and candidates since the implementation of the Model Code of Conduct. Out of the total complaints received, action has been taken in 169 cases. The Model Code came into effect on the 16th of March with the announcement of the general elections to the Lok Sabha. Union Finance Minister and senior BJP leader Nirmala Sitharaman has said India has been the fastest growing economy in the last 3 consecutive financial years and this growth can continue in the coming years as well. Interacting with industrialists and businessmen in Jaipur today, Ms. Sitharaman said the next 25 years will be critical for India. She said in the financial year 2023-24, India witnessed a growth rate of 8% in 3 quarters and is expecting a similar level of growth in the 4th quarter. The Union Public Service Commission has announced the final result of Civil Services Examination 2023. Aditya Srivastav has topped the exam. Animesh Pradhan got the second and Donuru Ananya Reddy the third rank. A total 1,016 candidates have been recommended for appointment by the Commission. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated all those who have successfully cleared the Civil Services Examination. The Health Ministry has urged people to stop the spread of misinformation on its recent move to link Central Government Health Scheme CGHS records to Aadhaar number. The Ministry said the move is aimed to present the patients and CGHS beneficiaries their medical records on their mobile phones. It emphasized that the linking of records would prevent hospitals from holding on to medical records, which wastes money and time. The Ministry also reiterated that the government has no ulterior motive to hide. It quashed allegations of the government using Aadhaar to track people's money and said Aadhaar is not linked to any monetary or fiscal scheme of the government. The Supreme Court has fixed the 23rd of this month as the next date of hearing of the contempt case against Patanjali Ayurveda in connection with the misleading advertisements of the company's medicinal products. The petition against Patanjali Ayurveda has been filed by the Indian Medical Association. Earlier, while hearing the case on the 10th of this month, the Apex Court had dismissed an unconditional apology by Yog Guru Ramdev and Acharya Balakrishna. The International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, has expressed concern over the possibility of Israeli attack on Iranian nuclear facilities. IAEA Director General Rafael Grossi has appealed for extreme restraint. He informed that Iran has temporarily closed its nuclear facilities over security considerations in the wake of its massive missile and drone attack on Israel over the weekend. The Intermeteorological Department has forecast a fresh spell of rainfall with thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds over northwest India from the 18th to the 21st of April. Light to moderate rainfall is likely over Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand. And with that we end this news bulletin.